Janet Hoff in the WRJN News Center. Mainly clear tonight, a low of around 50. Full forecast details are coming up. The Racine County Board's Executive Committee will meet tomorrow evening to consider creating a $500,000 line of credit for unspecified economic development projects. This is the third week in a row the Executive Committee has met in closed session to discuss, quote, multi-site economic development opportunities. However, this evening the committee is being asked to allow the transfer of $500,000 from the unreserved general fund balance to create a line of credit available to the Racine County Economic Development Corporation to cover expenses related to economic development projects. The committee will meet in open session to discuss the fund transfer. If it's approved, the proposal will go before the full Racine County Board, which also meets tomorrow evening for final approval. Wisconsin reportedly is in the running for a huge manufacturing facility by Foxconn, and sites in Racine County are believed to be under consideration. After a shareholders meeting earlier this month, Foxconn officials said a decision was expected early next month. Sites in Michigan, Pennsylvania, and North Carolina are also reportedly being considered. For the third time in 5 years, the city of Burlington is looking for a new public works director. Jim Burgless will be leaving July 5th to return to Waterford, where he was assistant DPW director before taking the job in Burlington. According to MyRacineCounty.com, Burgless gave his notice about 3 weeks ago. Burlington hired a consultant to find a new director after Craig Workman left in the summer of 2015 after 2.5 years on the job. However, this time the city will conduct its own search. Burgless has been the city DPW director for about a year and a half. The budget process for Racine Unified's Office of Budget Management got some help recently with a policy change. Budget Director Mark Duff explained to the Board of Education how other districts have gone the same route, allowing for continuing expenditures up to a point under an approved preliminary budget until final adoption is made in the fall.
This allows us to continue our operations. It allows us to have summer school. Allows us to have administration and others work through summer and pay the bills and the utilities and all the different things that we need to do. It does indicate that it has a limit as to how much we can spend. We would still follow board policies and district procedures. And
past practice had Racine Unified's preliminary budget approval being followed by cash flow borrowing. But at this point, the district doesn't need to do that until after final budget adoption in October. A Milwaukee man is facing charges in Racine County, arrested over the weekend for 10th offense operating while intoxicated. 66-year-old David Broomfield was stopped by Caledonia police just after 5:30 Saturday afternoon at Highway V and County Line Road. Broomfield allegedly admitted drinking in the parking lot of the Pick and Save on Douglas Avenue. He'd been released from prison on a previous drunk driving offense just last week. In Racine Circuit Court today, Broomfield's bond was set at $50,000. A preliminary hearing was scheduled for July 5th. Racine's 9th annual LGBTQ parade from the courthouse to Monument Square for a mid-afternoon rally and comments drew about 100 participants. Dustin Zadzek is coordinator of the LGBT Center of Southeast Wisconsin, located in Uptown Racine, and said the fight for equal rights goes on everywhere.
And I applaud our community, but our work isn't done. The center is here until the end. The events of last year at Pulse Orlando were a horrific reminder that we are a broader family. We have to be here to support each other more, stand up for intolerance, and remember where we came from.
The gathering included at one point two Anglican friars with the Order of St. Francis in the Chicago area who learned of the downtown event while attending a function at the DeKoven Center. Former Wisconsin Governor Marty Schreiber is back in the spotlight for something much more personal and difficult than politics. As caregiver for his wife, Elaine, who is in the latter stages of Alzheimer's disease, and the subject of his book, My Two Elaines, Learning, Coping, and Surviving as an Alzheimer's Caregiver. Schreiber talked with our partners at Gateway Public Radio ahead of a Wednesday evening appearance at the Meadowbrook Country Club in Mount Pleasant, mentioning a lot of good advice he got from a counselor who encouraged him to learn to relate to his wife on a new level.
There are things in your loved one's life that are going to be particularly meaningful to them, and the idea is to try and find them and to identify them, and then not only rejoice in them, but try and have as many experiences like that as possible.
Schreiber was governor from 1977 to 79, and his appearance in Racine Wednesday evening is hosted by Society's Assets. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.